steaks, strips, chicken, lamb, fish, and ground beef, plus fresh produce as well. A part of your community. The Corner Butcher in Patrick Square, Clemson.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We are back. I can't believe how fast the show goes. So much to get to, so little time. We're going to midnight tonight. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. It's unbelievable. This review from Aaron, this was actually 8 weeks ago. Could not have had a better experience. Doug got the ball rolling with some additional details on the car. Chase got us sold in the car, and Gerald got us across the finish line. No pressure, just the... in capital letters, best car dealership around. Everything we hear on the roar about these guys is absolute fact. Thanks, guys. All capital letters, exclamation mark. That's right, because I wouldn't tell you otherwise. So it's good to know people are listening, Ramona. So, yes, get to see George Coleman Ford. If you have forgotten what it's like to be treated the way a customer should be treated, then go make the drive to George Coleman Ford. You know, here's the important thing in evaluating where you're going to buy your next vehicle from, whether it's new or pre-owned, it's that they're going to be there. That they're going to be there for you. It's like Bobby told us the other day. He had bought two vehicles from George Coleman Ford. They were the greatest experience of his life. So then he mistakenly, in 2008, bought a vehicle from someplace else. He said, 1 month later, they're out of business. George Coleman Ford has been there through 90 years worth of months, and they're going to be there through another 90 years worth of months. Go find out what it's like to be treated the way you should be treated. George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than drivers rest. There's never any dealer fees, and where they treat you like you're supposed to be treated. Mike, let's get back to Mike. Mike, I appreciate you hanging in there. All right, Mike, lay that out for me again. You had one more question.
Okay. Oh, okay, thank you. And I was thinking while I was holding, Mickey Plowler brought the same subject up a couple of months ago on his show. If you look at their accomplishments, on-field accomplishments, and I judge on-field accomplishments by championships, I think Mickey said in the 40 years since their national championship, I believe he said they had 4 or 5 SEC championships. If that's right, if I'm remembering correctly, that's not that great. But the bottom line is, if you look at their true accomplishments and then you compare what they accomplish on the field to their preseason accolades, at some point in time, do we not decide, and I'm not a Georgia hater by any means, I'm a football fan, but at some point in time, when you compare the results to the preseason accolades and what people think about that program, as one of your favorite coaches of all time, Bill Parcells, says, at some point in time, you are what your record says you are. Other than Georgia fans, should we not stop believing that they're a great program? And I'll hang up and listen, Walt, as always. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call, as always. Here's the dilemma I have with it, Mike, is that they should have won 2 or 3 national titles the last 7-8 years. I mean, Mark Richt had a national title right in his clutches and donated it to Alabama. Kirby Smart has also been very philanthropic where Alabama's concerned. Why Georgia coaches want to donate games to Alabama is lost on me. But that's not a program issue. That's not a talent issue. That's a coaching issue. Georgia has all the program positives that you need to win national championships. They have all the talent you need to win national championships. It's the coaching. It's the coaching. It's inexcusable that Georgia's gone that long without winning a national title. There's zero reason for it. They're in the top 10 in recruiting every year. In fact, at one point, they were the only team in America, the only team, to to be ranked in the top 10 of Rivals recruiting rankings 10 consecutive years. And now they've gotten better at recruiting under Kirby. So, no, there's no reason that Georgia should not win national titles other than bad coaching, which they've had a lot of in recent years. A lot of. And so that's the part they have to figure out. They have to figure out the answers to those elements. When they do, they'll win national titles. My problem with Georgia is this. I don't hate Georgia. What I hate is that they don't achieve what they should achieve. They should be better than they are. And look, this isn't hard to figure out. If you took one of the great coaches, you put him at Georgia the last decade, right? So you scrap Mark Richt, you scrap Kirby Smart, you take one of the great coaches, all right? I don't care who it is, Urban Meyer, Dabo Sweeney, Nick Saban. I don't care who it is. Take one of the great coaches and throw them into that Georgia situation last decade. They have at least three national titles. There's zero reason that program shouldn't be elite. And when I say elite, that they should be winning national titles. Now, at some point, Kirby Smart's going to have to do that. I think this is a big year for them in terms of direction and what they are and what they want to be. But their biggest issue is their total lack of identity on offense. I can think of virtually every team in the country right now has an identity. Whether you like the identity or not is a different matter, but almost every team has an identity. Sometimes teams change their identities. But a team with Georgia's talent shouldn't be searching all the time. They should have a plan, and they should execute their plan. That's not what they're done. Big Bad Bob, I'm coming right to you. Before I do, so we left off. So again, it's my SEC power ratings. I've never had him this low. I still believe he'll win a national title or more. But, and this is the big but, he needs to get his A in gear here. Kirby Smart is number 8. Jimbo Fisher is number 7. And it's just this simple. Do I like Jimbo Fisher? No. Do I think he left that program in shambles? Yes. You know, I asked this question on Twitter the other day, Ramona. Was he overrated or underrated? And every single person responding except one who said he's right where he should be, which wasn't a choice, can't follow instructions, except one said overrated. It was unanimous. You know, like 100 people responded, 99 of them said he's overrated. Well, make me number 100 because I think he's overrated. I think he left the Florida State program in shambles and an absolute mess, and I don't think he's done anything at Texas A&M yet. Now, maybe he will. He's got some pieces. But when I ask myself, well, you know, compared to Kirby Smart, if I gave Jimbo Fisher Georgia, would he do as good or better than Kirby Smart has done? Absolutely he would. I mean, I it's inarguable that he would. And again, I don't think Kirby is full-fledged Kirby yet. Okay, I don't think he's reached his potential as a head coach. I think he's a young coach who's made some mistakes. And so I think he has the room to grow and change this. But if you ask me right now, if I had, for example, Georgia's talent, would I rather have Kirby Smart or Jimbo Fisher coaching it to get the most out of it? I'd rather have Jimbo Fisher because at the very least, offensively, I think I'd have a plan. Let me get to Big Bad Bob. So number 7 is Jimbo Fisher. We have 6 SEC coaches left to go. Big Bad Bob, how are you?
Hey, was Kirby Smart right before Jimbo? Was he 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to say something. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about coaches. I missed the ACC yesterday, but I wanted to ask you about Steve Satterfield with Louisville, who I think is real good. Where did you rate him?
Or his brother Scott, who's even better. But
excuse me.
No, it's all good, Bob. I put him third in the ACC.
You know?
Yeah, I put him third in the ACC with a bullet. Here's the ACC list quickly. 14, yeah. Jeff Collins, Georgia Tech, dead man walking. 13, David Cutcliffe, Duke, Walking Dead actor. 12. was Manny Diaz, Miami, needs something to change quickly. 11, Dino Babers, Syracuse, really taking a hard fall. 10 is Justin Fuente. I have no idea what he is. 9 is Dave Doran, NC State. 8 is Jeff Hafley, the new coach at BC, who I really like. 7 is Pat Narduzzi at Pittsburgh, who I think has done a very good job.
Yeah.
6 is Dave Clawson at Wake Forest. Again, very good job. 5 is Mike Norvell, the new Florida State coach. I'm very high on. 4 is Mack Brown for what he's done at North Carolina. 3 is Scott Satterfield at Louisville. 2 is Bronco Mendenhall for what he's done at Virginia. And, of course, 1 is Dabo Swinney.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. I agree with that. And Mack Brown, I agree with that, too, unfortunately. He got his Geritol, I guess.
Yep.
I don't know how in the world Kirby Smart lost Justin Fields. You look at the situation with Dabo Swinney. I think his deal with Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence, the way it worked out, no other coach would have done what he did, trying to help Kelly Bryant when he knew he was going to go with Trevor. But, of course, he wanted Kelly to stay. But he told him it was the fourth game, I think it was, or something like that. And he told Kelly Bryant he was going to go with Trevor. And I think as far as recruiting, that showed that Dabo Swinney helps his players and cares for the players. And also, every position is open. So I think that ended up being a good decision. But back to the SEC coaches. Have you rated Pruitt yet with Tennessee?
He was 9.
Okay. My brother-in-law is all of a sudden like him now. I don't know. They love him. But
again, he's recruiting pretty well, Bob. And he's put together this dynamic staff of recruiting hitmen. But he's got to hired guns. He has to win some football games at some point, and that'll be the telltale sign.
That's the key. And I hope Saban's not number one. But anyway, I'm going to be listening to the rest of it. Good job. Love the show. Memorial Day to everybody. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Distance.
There you go.
All that. Thank you,
Bob.
Warren.
Let me get Lincoln in here, Ramona, because he's been hanging on. It seems like maybe he might be having some trouble with this phone line. All right, we've left off at number 6, right? The last one we did is 7, Jimbo Fisher. So 6 to go. Top 6 coaches in the SEC in my Road Rage power ratings. And still to come, NFL quarterback draft when we totally change the subject. I'll explain that in a little bit. And Sinister, the movie. Lincoln, how are you?
Good, well, how are you? Today it's Lincoln and Rifley.
Say again?
So I got a question to you. So
you're
what
both,
do you think about
you're
the,
both on.
What?
Yeah, you're both on. This is Lincoln and Rifley?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Just making sure. All right, go ahead.
So what do you think of the national media completely hating on the Bears? The USA Today has us going 3-13. Draft Sites has us going 5-11. And some other old guy has us going bottom 5 of the league and drafting Trevor Lawrence in the first overall pick. So why do you think the media Bears, when they had a terrible season last year, that added better personnel this year?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that because I think that's ludicrous. I don't think, first of all, I don't really believe in this notion of NFL teams tanking. I think we saw that last year. If any team set themselves up to tank, it was the Miami Dolphins, and yet they wound up winning a number of games and didn't have a top pick. You know, they had to sit there at five. So I don't really believe in that. I don't think that's happening, and I don't think that's how the Bears are positioned. Furthermore, Ryan Pace not going to be around. The general manager of the Bears is not going to be employed if the Bears go 3-13. So tanking is not going to be part of his future, because if it is, he's fired. He will be the number one victim of any tank. The Bears have enough talent that they should be competitive. So, you know, I think you've got to answer the question of which one of these guys is going to be your quarterback. Is it going to be Foles? Is it going to be Trubisky? I don't think Trubisky has been as bad as advertised. I really don't. I think he needed more help, and maybe he'll have that help now. And maybe he'll have some help at tight end with Cole Kmet. But I sort of agree with you. I don't think the Green Bay Packers are a 13-win team. I know Lincoln won't like that. I don't think Green Bay is a 13-win team. I think they're more like a 10 or 11-win team. And if Green Bay is the best team in the division and they're a 10 or 11 win team, then the division's up for grabs. And you're going to have a lot of teams with similar records, meaning that there's not going to be much separation between Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, that all those teams are going to be fairly competitive. But no, Reichland, I'm actually sort of with you this time. I think the Bears are more like a 9-7 team.
Do you think that the Bears will go down to the wire with the Packers? Because the Bears play the Packers in the final game this season. Do you think that will be the division championship, basically?
I think it's possible. Look, I think Green Bay, you know, I said before that Georgia's the most interesting team collegiately. After Tampa Bay, the most interesting team in the National Football League might be Green Bay because of the fact they drafted Jordan Love. And what does it mean from Aaron Rodgers, who has displayed some hate behavior at times that make you think that he's younger than you two guys are. So, I want to see how he handles all of this and what it means, or whether there's just a lot of internal strife, and whether Green Bay has basically just said to him, look, we're planning on moving on from you soon. And if it is, then you know, if you have that type of unrest between head coach and star quarterback, there could be issues in Green Bay this year. You know, they could.
Go ahead,
Lincoln.
All right. So we put together a top three, group of five programs. And so our top three group of five programs is 1, App State, 2, UCF, and 3, Cincinnati.
No Boise State. They're not part of this anymore.
I think that Boise State just plays a lot less competition compared to being in the AAC, where you play teams like Memphis and Cincinnati and Houston and UCF and just like a better schedule, and even SMU's in there. So I think Boise State, the only competition that they have is San Diego State. So I think that they're a little bit overrated sometimes.
Yeah, but look, Boise State has taken on big opponents and at times beat their brains in. Boise State beat Oklahoma in a major bowl game. Boise State kicked Georgia's teeth in Atlanta. I think Boise State has way better heritage. See, with all due respect to App State, I would put App State third. And I would put Central Florida 1, and I would put Boise State 2, and I would put App State 3.
Okay, thank you. We were kind of just looking at as of right now, but yeah, I can see where you're coming from. Yeah.
Yep, it's a great job, guys. You're all over it. Enjoy your calls all the time. Well done. It's amazing.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yep, you're both terrific. They really are. I mean, you know. I mean, you're talking about kids from 13, 14 years old. You know, I guess I was probably like them at the time. I don't know. I guess I was. But But they're both amazing. I mean, they're both really bright, articulate, well-spoken, know the subject matter, you know, come up with things to talk about. I mean, they're excellent. Excellent. Be like them. Quick break. We'll be right back. We'll tell you who coach number six is.
The drive-thru is open and the food is the real deal. Buy 20 Supremes and get 5 free, all for just $25 at Bojangles. It's Bo time. Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is urging everyone to stay safe during these trying times. We are open with your safety in mind. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on all remaining 2019 models and 0% for up to 75 months on 2020 models. Now is a great time to take advantage of 0% for extended terms, big rebates, and stimulus incentives. New, pre-owned, parts, service, or body shop, we have you covered. Online at edwardsautosales.net or visit us in Walhalla. Always save extra with no dealer or dock fee.
Hey Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here and so do you.
Created for adults 55 and over who seek to get the most out of life, Everland Clemson is a new community that fuses luxury and innovation with thoughtful design. Imagine a luxurious living environment free of maintenance and worries. Everland features five-star cuisine, a first-class spa and fitness center, tailored wellness programs, and plenty of space to spend time with family and friends. Visit EverlandLiving.com or call 499-8318 for more information. Everland of Clemson, 150 Pershing Avenue in Patrick Square.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Big Zach's Fireworks in Anderson is having a huge Memorial Day sale now through Monday. Get all your favorite fireworks to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. Big Zach's has plenty of fireworks at their two convenient locations, both right off Highway 85 in Anderson, 4604 Clemson Boulevard, and 4512 Highway 81. Big Zach's carries all the latest fireworks as well as your traditional favorites. Celebrate Memorial Day weekend and light up the sky at Big Zach's Memorial Day sale now through Monday.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
The wind blows hard across the Texas plains, makes some people go insane, while others quietly pray for rain. That's where we came from. Two boys playing in the burning sun, one with books, one with guns. Mama calls, but just one comes,
the other one runs.
When the Christian sins of wrong and right, we were born and raised in black and white.
Yeah, I love that run on a Friday, Hard Country Friday, a little Highwayman, Born and Raised in Black and White. Love that song. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial and my man Greg Wales, 100% independent advisor. Greg will design the plan that fits your financial picture. Every personal finance situation is different. Every personal finance situation is different, and you need a different up-to-date plan. Not some sort of cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all program. Especially now in this climate. You need guidance. You need expertise. You need somebody who can show you the way. Greg Wales is the guy. Financial planning is more than just choosing your investments. It's a big picture analysis of your entire financial world. Investments, minimize the risk from bad stocks and funds. Social Security, there are 314 different choices for a married couple. That's one of the biggest decisions of your lifetime. Health insurance, medical planning, what's best for you. Life insurance, protecting your family from dying too young. Retirement planning, getting the income you need upon retirement. Estate planning, be certain your heirs get what's theirs and minimize probate taxes. How about college planning for your children and grandchildren and to maximize college financial aid opportunities? These are all decisions for which you need an expert. You need Greg Wales of Kiwi Financial. You can't navigate these waters as a layman or as a layperson. Kiwi Financial Group's on a mission to have a positive influence in their clients' lives. Call Kiwi today, 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043 or toll free 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816, or stop by their office in Clemson at 402 Pendleton Road, right next to Max Driving. All right, we have six SEC coaches left. I can't believe them. We've had so much conversation about these that the show is disappearing, and I have so many more things to get to. Georgia Jeff.
Walter, how are you, sir?
Good, Jeff. Welcome back.
Yeah, man. I wanted to get in on the Kirby Smart discussion real quick. So I think you kind of hit the nail on the head just a few minutes ago when you said Kirby's still kind of growing into the positions. There's two specific play calls, and other than the second and 26, I don't even want to bring that up, but. You know, his first year, he's got fourth and inches to get to Vanderbilt. He does a toss sweep to little 150-pound Isaiah McKenzie. That's a red flag in year one. And then, obviously, the stupid, hey, Justin Fields is in the game. We're definitely not going to try and run him on fourth and 10, you know, from our own 50. No, that's definitely not going to happen. So, yeah, I do think, though, he is a better coach than – at least in some respects to Mark Richt than what we've had in previous years prior to Richt. I mean,
I agree with that.
To own Florida.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that in part because it's not so much me promoting Kirby as it's a condemnation of Mark Richt. I just think Mark Richt was a loser. I mean, I think he could not win big games against like opponents ever. His record against ranked teams was an abomination. Kirby Smart isn't having that issue. Kirby Smart is having some issues of maturity and I think direction, but I think his teams are more competitive than Mark Richt's teams were. He just needs to figure out the rest of it. And again, I think he needs to figure out what the identity is going to be and then stick to something, you know, find something you do well. And if that's what you want to do, and as I said many times, I don't care what it is. I don't care if they want to be LSU or if they want to be old style pro style, but choose something and do it well.
Right. No, I agree with that. And to a certain degree, Mark Richt did win big games early in his career. He just kind of faded down the stretch. You know, he just got old. The message got stale. But at the same time, you know, Kirby, he seems to beat Florida, which, if you talk to your average Georgia fan, I'm telling you, I mean, not the hardcore fans, if you beat Georgia Tech, you beat Florida, and you beat Auburn, you might even throw Tennessee in there, they're golly gee, oh, everything's great. But to most fans that, you know, have lived, who were around in 1980, they actually want to see a national title. It's not good enough. You know, it's, you know, we want to see a national title in Georgia. The blueprint's there.
Georgia, Jeff, let me give you this and let me see what you want to do with this. All right, I'm gonna let you respond to this text from one of your fellow Georgia fans, and I'm curious to see how you will respond. Now, keep in mind, we are on regular radio, no cussing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Texter 3364 writes, Dabo is successful only because of his coordinators. I wouldn't let him set foot on our campus. That's from Georgia, Jason.
Wait, repeat that one more time.
Dabo is successful only because of his coordinators. I wouldn't let him set foot on our campus. That's from Georgia, Jason.
He's only successful because of his coordinators. Well, for one, if you're the head coach, you hire the coordinators. That's the first response I would make.
That's true.
That's just a stupid statement. I hate Clemson as much as the next person. Well, other than Clemson fans and everybody else, but that's just a stupid. He's built the powerhouse there. He's hired the right guys. Yeah. I mean, coaches make hires.
Here's the thing, Georgia Jason. If Dabo Swinney wanted the Georgia job, they would drive Kirby Smart to the state line today and kick his A right over the line. You are just living in a world of delusion if that's what you actually think. The head coach is responsible for everything. The Clemson had been dormant for a million years. Clemson had been through a bunch of Tommies and hadn't done anything. It wasn't sniffing anything. Now Clemson's become the most dominant program in the country because of everything that guy is and everything he does, which, yes, includes making wise choices as coordinators, because as a head coach, you are the CEO. Your guy, Kirby Smart, has not made wise choices as coordinator. So, I mean, just stop that nonsense. You know, again, you would fire Kirby Smart in a heartbeat, whether he has Georgia connections or not, if Dabo Swinney said he was willing to come and coach Georgia tomorrow. And you are kidding yourself if you think otherwise. I mean, that's utterly laughable.
Yep. Well, I did want to say this. First and foremost, of course, Jake Fromm was the quarterback when he took over for Ethan, and of course I did say that, yeah, you need to leave him at quarterback. I was not in favor of leaving Fromm when we had Fields, though. And the LSU game a couple years ago down in Baton Rouge is all I needed to see from Fromm. That was first and foremost. Secondly, I do hope that Kirby is starting to learn that he does need some offensive identity to actually win a football game. He did go out in the offseason. It's the biggest question mark of the whole entire football season. What will Monken bring to Georgia? What will Jamie Newman bring to Georgia? What will both of them bring to Georgia? Hopefully it's a national title, but again, I'm not going to hold my breath.
And Jeff, the part two of that is, what will Kirby let them bring to Georgia? You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, that's the real key.
I agree, and I do think Kirby kind of saw the writing on the wall last year with LSU. I think that was kind of it for him with that. I don't expect Kirby to handcuff anything anymore going forward. I really don't. And my evidence to support that, and I guess my kind of Dabo-ish type comment to back that up is, you know, it did take Dabo 6-7 years to finally realize, hey, you know, I need to get help. I need change. I'm committed to making change. And once he made those commitments, once he paid the money, and once they made the changes, they won national titles. And I'm thinking Kirby's going to do the same thing, and I'll take it off air, Walt.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Again, I think that Kirby is still a young head coach, and I think it's normal for young head coaches to make some mistakes. I think he has. But I still think he has potential. But I do think he's made some key mistakes that have hurt the results. And again, I think from a talent analysis standpoint, you just can't let Justin Fields walk out of your program once you have him. Rory, and then Byron on the other side. Rory, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Walt. How are you?
Great. Thank you for getting in.
I think this may be what just happened a few minutes ago. Might have been the first time in road rage history you had a tag team call at one time from the what I'm going to name or dub Lincoln and Reichley as the dynamic duo. The new dynamic duo, the young dynamic duo, the kid dynamic duo. They bad. I mean, in a good way. You know how bad can mean good, and you know what I'm saying. I really like Reichley, but I want to say something to Reichley. Reichley, you gotta learn history. You gotta learn about guys like Gale Sayers and George Halas and Dick Butkus and Willie and Ed George and Willie McLemore, I think that's the guy's name, running, something like that. I can't remember. It was in the 60s. Running back, Willie Gallimore, who they had before they had Gale Sayers. Just learn some history about your teams. You know, just like I want Lincoln to be able to know about Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke and Vince Lombardi. You know, you got to know about the great guys in the sport before they, they know all this stuff now, but do they know stuff from the Wayback Machine, which I've heard the Wayback Machine mentioned in a lot here lately. But I was calling about the a little bit about the running back list that they kind of threw at you. And you putting Marion Motley on that list was good. And Gale Sayers, one guy I think you might want to think about before you make your list is Jim Taylor, the Green Bay Packer running back that was really great. They had a little bit more offense, than him. He wasn't the only guy they had. They had good receivers, had a great defense. You got to put a guy like Gale Sayers in that list, even though he wasn't, didn't have a great long career.
His career was 5 to 6 years, but it was 5 to 6 spectacular years. And the shame of it is, had Gale Sayers played in this time frame, he probably would have come back from that knee injury. I mean, he did come back from his knee injury. He had a 1,000-yard season, but he was never the same guy.
Right, exactly. I think the guy's name was Jack Whitaker. He used to... white-haired guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was. And one more thing on Jimmy Taylor. I mean, Jimmy Taylor was a monster, obviously, and he was the key piece in the Green Bay Packers' legendary run to daylight and toss sweep and all that stuff. But I don't know if he gets amongst the 10 greatest running backs of all time.
Well, my cat Romeo is on top of my van. He's just looking up there. Romeo's a trip. He's a heck of a cat. But
I'll say hello to Romeo.
Hey, Romeo. Walt says hey. And then there's Taco. She wants you to say hey, too. Hey, Taco. Walt says hey. There was something else about me. Oh. No, we don't have a Cleopatra. We have a Taco and a Romeo. And there's no Juliet.
Juliet either?
Jack Whitaker used to do, like, the NFL films back in the day. I think that's the right name. He was on CBS Sports. And he compared. He said, Gale Sayers was to the NFL what Jimi Hendrix was to rock and roll music. And that comparison has always thought, stayed in my mind because, hey, I'm a big Chicago Bear, big Gale Sayers fan, but I've always been a great, big Jimi Hendrix fan. Greatest guitar player, I think, that ever lived. You might have a different one, but I've always liked Jimmy.
He's on the list. Rory, what Gale Sayers was, and to this day still is, he was the most spectacular runner the game has ever seen. And the only guy who was close in that regard, in terms of the sheer beauty, spectacular running ability, was Barry Sanders. And, it's funny because Sayers once said, give me 18 inches of daylight, that's all I need. And at one point, Gale Sayers himself said of Barry Sanders that he thinks Barry Sanders may only need 12. But the truth is that Gale Sayers was the most artistically beautiful running back the game has ever seen. And all you need to do is go back to the library of film on YouTube and find out for yourself what he was. Ask the 49ers, who he scored six touchdowns against, which is still a record. He did that as a rookie. Roy, I got to run. I'm late. We'll be right back. Byron, you're up next.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership started only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Big Zach's Fireworks in Anderson is having a huge Memorial Day sale now through Monday. Get all your favorite fireworks to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. Big Zach's has plenty of fireworks at their two convenient locations, both right off Highway 85 in Anderson, 4604 Clemson Boulevard, and 4512 Highway 81. Big Zach's carries all the latest fireworks as well as your traditional favorites. Celebrate Memorial Day weekend and light up the sky at Big Zach's Memorial Day sale now through Monday.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Mail. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, lowcountrymail.com.
Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley invites you to stop by and check out all the new Yokohama G-Lander and Advan Series tires. From May 15th to July 5th, buy a set of four select Yokohama G-Lander or Advan tires and you could receive up to a $70 Visa prepaid card or Visa virtual account. Call Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley at 859-1361 or see them online at stscnow.com. Yokohama G-Lander or Advan Series tires from Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley.
For 25 years, Husqvarna Auto Mowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends. And know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Auto Mowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna auto mower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a Husqvarna auto mower do the work while you relax. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna auto mower professionals for sales, installation, and service. For all your power equipment needs, veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
Covering our bases on three great signals. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
There's a little girl in our neighborhood. Her name is Charlotte Johnson, and she's really looking good. I had to go and see her, so I called her on the phone. I walked over to her house, and this was going on. Her brother was on the sofa, eating chocolate pie. Mama was in the kitchen cutting chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard rolling up a garden.
Walt dipped to the road rage. You know, I mean, you have to be like miserable if Johnny Anderson swinging doesn't make you happy, right?
Yeah.
Swinging makes you happy.
Yeah.
Swinging is like when you hear swinging, you automatically feel better no matter how crappy your day is, right? It's just, this is one of those songs. It's just it's John Anderson for crying out loud. You want in 654-7627. Man, you know, do we have miles to go before we sleep, Ramona? I mean, we got to finish this list. We got to get to my NFL quarterback draft. I have 20 massive athletes I want to get to as well. There's some funny stuff there. And we have the movie review of Sinister that we've promised all week long. And because tonight is an ideal night to watch Sinister, we will deliver on that movie preview. Plus, we've got lots of people asking about that, you know, and people still fretting over the fact that they lost sleep based on the autopsy of Jane Doe. Well, trust me when I tell you, if you lost sleep based on the autopsy of Jane Doe, you're going to really lose sleep over this one. Byron, how are you, Byron? Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Thank you, Walt. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
So I gotta, I don't know if you've gotten to Ed Orgeron or not, but I had a question as a USC Trojan fan. A lot of fans that are fans of USC like to think that he would have done as well, if not better, at USC. And I guess my question is, do you think he would have done as well at USC? I mean, I think that USC is, in a heyday, was probably a better job than LSU. But right now, in the state that they're at, I think he would have had to do more than what he's had to do at LSU. I think he took over a perfect situation and made it even better than what it is.
Well, you know, first of all, he did a tremendous job as the interim coach there. I mean, he was 6-1 or 6-2, if memory serves me right. And they really played a better style of football under Orgeron's direction. One thing I like about Orgeron is he will delegate and he will trust. The other thing that he proved this past year that I think was the biggest thing of all, I've heard 1,000 coaches say, you know, oh, we're going to do something different this year. We're going to change it up. We're going to do this. And then they never actually do it because it's not who they are, and they just can never fully commit to it. Well, he did. I mean, to a degree that I've never seen before. I mean, He took a Neanderthal style of offense, and he hired the people he wanted to, and trusted them to do what he wanted them to do, and he turned it into a 5-man protection scheme where they put 5 talented players out into every pass route, and the rest, as they say, is history. I do think that he was on his way to doing something similar at USC. Would it have been exactly the same? Would it have produced the exact same results? I will never know the answer to that. And I do think that culturally, he was such a great fit for LSU because he is of Cajun heritage. So, you know, I loved that hire when it was made. I was one of the few people who did. And I think that's been proven out. My answer then by the short version, Cliff Notes version is, I do think he would have led USC to a lot of success. Whether it would have looked exactly like it did at LSU, you know, we'll never know the answer to that.
So I'll just leave with this. Do you expect that for there to be a little bit of a rebuild, or do you think he can continue to on the same path without the offensive coordinator that he had and Joe Brady, and I guess without the one tremendous year of Joe Burrow's?
Yeah, I think that's the million-dollar question, and you know, obviously they lost a ton of guys to the NFL. They also lost key coaches. But, you know, is there going to be a little bit of a drop from where they were last year? Well, there would have to be, because last year they were quite arguably the greatest offense in college football history. So there were, and it culminated in a national championship. So there will be some drop off, but what I would warn people about are several things. One, they're not going to go away from what they just did. They're not going back to the Neanderthal ways. They won by spreading people out and throwing the football and using five-man protection scheme, and I think that's what they're going to still try and do. So they're not going to go back to the ways of prior to last year. And Miles Brennan, who's going to be their new quarterback, who people just refuse to invest time to study, or maybe they don't know what it looks like, talent. But Miles Brennan has a better arm than Burrow, and he has a quick release. He has a gunslinger attitude like Burrow did. The only thing he doesn't have the ability to extend plays, which is one of Burrow's great strengths. And we'll see about the accuracy. But I like Miles Brennan. I also like their skill position guys. I think they're going to be very good in that regard. The question I would have is mainly about the offensive line, where they lost three guys to the NFL with good players, and I want to see how they replace those guys and whether that line holds up, because, again, Brennan can't evade pressure like Burrow could. So I think those will be the questions. But, you know, Byron, even in prior bad years, LSU was still funding the National Football League, and they were still winning 10 games. So, you know, the normal year for LSU before they became national champions last year was like 10-2. So, you know.
Yeah, and Les Miles did a good job, but I think right. They just got tired of going 10-2.
Right. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of upheaval in the LSU situation from last year to this year, including apparently Ed Orgeron is getting a divorce from his wife. And, you know, that's upheaval. Anything that changes the status quo is upheaval, and there's going to be a lot of that. But I do believe this. I believe that over whatever period you want to frame it, let's say 10 years, I don't think Ed Orgeron has won his last title at LSU. I think he will win at least one more title at LSU, maybe more.
All right, well, thank you, Walt.
Yep, thank you, Byron. Yeah, it's a good question, and you know, we'll see what happens with Clay Helton. Look, I'm watching Southern Cal this year. I'm watching that program, and I want to see what happens with that team, because if there's a team that could come out of nowhere and look a little like LSU looked last year, it could be Southern Cal. They certainly are going to have the quarterback to do it. Slovis is immensely gifted. He has a good live arm. He has confidence, arrogance even for his age. Accuracy, quick release, and that offense is built for him, that quasi-air raid offense. Again, he went through a period late last year where he threw for 1,500 yards in three games. And I think people are sleeping on it. I'm watching Southern Cal this year. I think offensively, now again, they lost Michael Pittman, but they still have talent at receiver.
And I think that offense can be very difficult to deal with. And Slovis comes back, you know, a year more experience, sort of like Burrow did. Now, there was no transfer there, but he comes back a year more experienced in a particular offense. And I think that he bears watching, and I think that Southern California program bears watching. Gamecock, we'll get to you on the other side. There are still six SEC coaches to go. We are going to close that out in this next segment, all right, because I have other things I want to get to. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. No one does it like Joe's. And here's more good news. Both restaurants are now open for dine-in business. You can still absolutely get your food to go, to take out. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, and Seneca, two locations to serve you. Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail, Clemson, and in the Seneca location, the original location to serve you. The food is just insanely good. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. You get them stuffed with the hot cheese. They serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. Man, you dip that in the sauce like you died and went to Italian food heaven. Appetizers that are just insanely good. Entrees, chicken parm, lasagna, award-winning pizza, homemade desserts. It's all at Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail, and the original Seneca location. Go see him. You'll thank me later. Gamecock, Will. You'll be up in a minute.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Our homes have been lived in more than ever. Restore your home back to its glory with the help of Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch services. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com.
Drive on through and feed the whole family with the big bow box for just $19.99. It's bow time.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
I'm Katie, a client at the Health Dare. Their coaching team helped reverse my diabetes in just a few weeks. I was so excited. I watched clients reverse the symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and lose crazy amounts of belly fat. They will clean out your pantry, grocery shop, and even cook, and teach you everything they know so you can't fail. If you want to change your life, call 877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Katie sent you and get a second program free. Go to idareme.com. I dare you.
These days, people love keeping stats. Calories, shares, likes, steps. But what about a more important stat? There are over 300 fatalities a year due to impaired driving right here in South Carolina. 300 preventable deaths. This is Trooper Wilkes, reminding you and your friends not to drink and drive. And if you see someone about to drive drunk, dial *47. Working together, we can target zero traffic fatalities. In South Carolina, it's sober or slammer. Brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and